everyone. This is Cassidy McFadden, and I'm here with episode 3 of Poet Voice. So today I wanted to talk about something that's been coming up for me a lot lately, which is this idea of having a ritual or actions, patterns that allow you to write and find the motivation to write when they might not inherently be there. So sort of writing rituals, finding the motivation, as well as establishing a writing routine. That's sort of what I want to focus on today. So this first came up for me. I was really fortunate to appear at Word on the Street in Toronto a few weeks ago. So I was able to speak on a panel. The topic of the panel was language and words, which is perfect for a poet who, you know, enjoys wordplay and that sort of thing. It was exciting to see the ampersand review folks. It was just a really great weekend. The sun was out. Someone asked a question in the Q&A after my panel regarding whether any of the three of us on the panel sort of had a writing ritual, something that, you know, enables us to write. And I often hear about famous writers who maybe, you know, they have particular quirks. So maybe a particular writer where they have to light a candle with a particular scent, and that's sort of the only time they can write. Or someone who, you know, they have a particular chair that they always have to use. And if they're not home in their office on this particular chair, the writing is just not going to come. So I have heard of these sort of writing rituals, and I think they can be sort of fun if you play with them almost as a prompt. So the poet C.A. Conrad actually creates these really elaborate rituals, sort of involving like the occult and going outside and finding a rock and then writing a spell on a piece of paper and swallowing that piece of paper, and then the next day waking up at 6 a.m., turning eastward, and then write the poem that comes to you. So that's maybe one part of a ritual that I would be excited to explore, maybe a little scared as well. But in terms of a specific ritual that I have, I actually don't have a writing ritual, and neither do the other two poets on the panel. We were all sort of emphasizing the fact that for us, what is the ritual is sort of developing a routine. So sitting down at your laptop, opening your Word doc, whether it's a poem you've been working on all week for a workshop, whether it's a novel you've been working on for 6 years, you know, establishing that routine is what's really essential to the writing process. So maybe that's less of a glamorous answer or less of an exciting answer because, you know, there's no witchcraft involved, there's no lighting of candles or twirling around 3 times. For me, it really just is sitting at the desk and sort of developing this routine. I will say I am cognizant of the fact that not everyone has that luxury, right? Every day, to write every day is something that, for me, really keeps the momentum going and the motivation going. But if you're someone who works full-time or, you know, at Sheridan, going to classes, maybe your schedule's a bit chaotic, a bit all over the place. So with that in mind, I want to talk about how you can sort of create a routine even amidst sort of living a more chaotic life or having a schedule that changes all the time, you know, making time for writing amidst school, work, seeing family, and all those things. So when I think about it a little more, maybe in terms of ritual, for me, is really sitting at my laptop first thing in the morning. That's the goal for me because I feel like if I wake up and immediately sit at my computer and work on a poem or journal or work on fiction, I'm so much closer to sort of the dream world and sort of that subconscious self that for me I find is a lot less critical. So I can tend to be, you know, somewhat critical of my own work. And I just find that if I'm able to sit at the computer first thing in the morning, maybe before the caffeine has even kicked in, then I'm able to allow myself to, you know, go and revise or maybe draft a new piece without that nagging voice in my head saying, like, you know, it's not good enough, or you need a stronger image here, or, you know, any of those sort of critical ideas that might come to us when we're working. So for me personally, I found that sitting first thing in the morning can be really conducive to the creative process. And I will also say that, you know, not every day is going to be productive. So I might have some days where I write, you know, a handful of words, or I delete more than I write, or it just feels like my brain is not sort of processing what I want as well as I want it to. So really frustrating days where I don't get a lot of work accomplished. Maybe there's also days where a lot of emails are coming in and I do have to attend to, you know, other responsibilities that I might have. And one thing, of course, that has sort of upended this idealized schedule for myself in a really good way is coming to Sheridan. So when I'm on, you know, the days that I'm on campus, the time that I'm able to sort of write first thing in the morning are, of course, limited because I gotta commute to Sheridan. So while I do think that establishing a routine can be really helpful, because you're sort of showing up for your work and showing up for yourself, I think having a certain amount of flexibility is also really important. So I've actually been really excited to experiment with writing on the go. You know, I've never been a person to write on the subway or even writing at the airport, definitely not on an airplane, you know, can feel a bit strange. So I've definitely never been someone writing on the go, but this year I've been able to sort of revise my expectations of myself or what kind of creative writer I thought I was by literally writing on the go bus. So that's been a new experience for me. I think it's like a 45-minute go bus ride from Yorkdale Mall. So that's a good chunk to open my laptop and actually, you know, get some work on my novel done, or, you know, look over some proofs, work on a poem. So even if we might not think of ourselves as being a certain kind of writer, I think we can also surprise ourselves. So I do want to emphasize a certain amount. Yes, routine is important, showing up for yourself, showing up for your work, but also a certain amount of flexibility. So for some of you, you know, that might look like writing in between classes, or maybe you have a long commute as well where you can get a little bit of, maybe you can draft, you know, a first draft of a poem, or, you know, you don't have to work on your laptop, you can work with pencil and pen. That can be really useful too. And when I was writing my last book, I wrote a lot of it while moving around a lot. I was in Brooklyn at the time, so walking to school or taking the subway to go see a friend. And I actually wrote a lot of the lines for my poems in my phone and then sort of looked at my notes app later and put the poem together later. So that also, I think, is sort of a different way. That's not the traditional sitting at your desk, lighting a particular candle, drinking a particular tea, you know, to sort of allow yourself to be a little bit more open. And just while I'm on the Brooklyn College digression, actually, while I was doing that MFA in fiction at Brooklyn College, our professor maintained and sort of encouraged us to try to write 18 hours every week. So basically that works out to 3 hours a day if we write 6 days a week. And for some of us in the program, you know, people had jobs, people had other responsibilities. It was quite hard to meet the 18 hours a week goal. You might even just have readings for other classes, workshop material, you know, you have to read your classmates' work and come up with something helpful and constructive to say. That can take up a lot of time as well. But one thing that he really maintained is that we should be writing on the subway, you know, every day. No matter what subway commute we had, we could always fit in a few minutes here or there. And he was very much, he led by example, because we would have about 20-minute breaks in the middle of these 3-hour classes, and as soon as it was break time, he would actually be opening his whatever chapter he was working on and beginning to work on that in the short 20-minute break that we had. So you can find these pockets of time. Maybe it's a break in between classes. Maybe it's waking up a little bit earlier or writing on the bus. Even if you think of yourself as a morning writer, you know, sometimes when I don't write all day, I suddenly find that, oh, I have this nagging urge to work on my novel, and I can actually do that at night. So I don't necessarily need to work in the morning. And I hope, you know, in the future, as things perhaps, you know, we might have other responsibilities, I hope that I can stay as flexible. But I do know some people that really love to write late at night when the world is quiet, you know, no one else is sort of awake and maybe sending emails. Finally, they're able to have that quiet and that peace of mind to work on their project. I've never truly been like a late nighttime writer just because I tend to get tired. But if that's you, you know, I would also encourage you, okay, maybe you can try writing in the morning one day or writing on the commute and just sort of creating little ways so that the act of writing itself becomes a ritual. You know, you're not necessarily needing to light these candles or spin around 3 times. It's the fact that you're meeting your work on the page, in the notebook, on your notes app, and you're sort of accessing that space of creativity there. But I will also at the same time say, for more practical advice, for finding motivation, one thing that I found is really useful is writing to a prompt or a deadline. So I'm not the kind of, I won't like randomly look for prompts online, but I will look at prompts if there's a particular magazine that's having a themed issue. So oftentimes you'll find literary magazines will plan about a year in advance a particular theme that they want to explore and call for submissions on that theme. So maybe the theme is dreams, or maybe the theme is fairy tales, or, you know, any sort of escapes or freedom. You know, what does it mean to be anything from the very large thematic to the super specific, like poems about Virginia Woolf, you know, sort of, there's a wide array of themes, and I find that when I'm struggling to find the motivation, sometimes writing to a theme can be really useful. So not only are you given a prompt, but for me, it actually, it might be also strategic to write to these themes, because I think fewer people tend to submit to these issues that do have particular themed calls, just because they are a bit more specific. And sometimes I will write a new piece, but most of the time I'll just look at my drafts folder, what I've already written. If I have a draft of a short story that I think might fit, and then revising it, or if I have a poem that, you know, it's a new draft, so I want to polish it up towards this particular theme. So for me personally, I find sort of these prompts and these deadlines to be really useful in terms of giving me the motivation to write towards a particular project, a particular story, maybe going in my drafts folder and looking at a piece that I thought I had, you know, didn't really have the motivation to work on anymore, and then suddenly it's given new life. So that's sort of two approaches, sort of developing ritual in terms of finding a routine that works for you, maintaining flexibility, and then sort of writing towards these prompts, however they might emerge. But I do want to read a piece for this week that sort of touches on this topic. I do have a lot of, you know, poems about writer's block or Ars Poetica, you know, finding the motivation. But I want to read a poem from this book, which is called Precedented Parroting by Barbara Tran, who's a Toronto poet. And the reason I want to read this poem is because she was just shortlisted for the Governor General's Literary Award for Poetry. So that's kind of exciting, and I think reading this poem will give an opportunity to celebrate her work. And then I'll share some little prompts that maybe we can write about stemming from this piece. So this piece is called Resilient in Rain. Maybe it speaks to some of the difficulties of writing, the writing process, sort of finding a routine or ritual that works for you. So, Resilient in Rain. Let me say, it's been really difficult to learn how to live from clementine to cumulus. Once I thought it was easy to leap from daisy gerbera to days. But these days, I'm not so sure. If only the most nectar-voiced bird sang, who would be left? No offense, not you or I, no starling, no mouse, no carnation, no spaghetti squash. It would be all colorless, diamonds, and no buses. Forget it. I want to keep my pine cones, my wheelbarrows, glazed with rain. How else will I ever learn to find my own feather? So that was Resilient in Rain by Barbara Tran. And for me, that poem really speaks to, of course, the difficulty of writing, but also embracing imperfection as well. And maybe that's something that I haven't been talking about, which is perfectionism can be one sort of hurdle to finding a routine that works for us, revising our work. So my prompt stemming from this poem is, if you are someone who struggles with perfectionism or struggles with finding a routine, maybe writer's block in general, the prompt is to write about that. Write about that experience. Even put it in the poem, as Barbara Tran does, right? I have to say, it's been really difficult. You can say that. You can put that in the poem, and then your poem will sort of emerge from that sentiment. I could also imagine a short story that's about somebody who's really struggling to write. Maybe they have a deadline due. Maybe they're not a creative writer, or perhaps they are. I think that might be somewhere where you can channel that frustration, channel that into the piece itself. And my other prompt for this week is to challenge yourself to write every day. So I'm not going to say try to write 18 hours, because I know you're taking so many classes right now and dealing with a lot, but set the goal to write every single day. Whether it's first thing in the morning, whether it's 2 a.m. when everyone's quiet, whether it's on your commutes, in between classes, scribbling something in a poem draft, you know, texting a line to yourself, whatever it may be, challenge yourself this week to try to write every single day. And maybe you'll discover what routine really works for you and sort of find your own ritual. Okay, I think I'll end there, but see you all in 2 weeks.